Learning this week about the foundations of Bishlachim, the reasons they prohibited it, Chazal. As we've seen, there are two reasons given by the poskim. The dominant reason is Mishum Chasnus, they didn't want you getting too close to the non-Jews and eventually marrying them. Another reason mentioned by Rashi in some poskim is Shameach Lenu Davar Aser, maybe he'll put some non-kosher stuff into the food. Now, we discussed a little bit earlier in the week how these reasons play out to Halacha L'maisa, questions about Shvachos, about non-religious Jews, and so on. I want to discuss tonight one of the most important, if we can rely on it, kulos in Bishlachim, which is fairly controversial, but is also based ultimately in these rationales, particularly the rationale of Chasnus. That is the question of whether Bishlachim applies in a factory setting. We discussed stuff made in a factory. We discussed on Tuesday the question about Shvachos. One of the reasons for being lenient about Shvachos, there was apparently a minhag in many places to be lenient about Shvachos. One of the reasons was because it was based on Shal Yisrael, where there isn't a concern of Chasnus, according to some Rishon. The Maaseh of the Poskim generally reject that. They say there are concerns, even in based on Shal Yisrael, they're the concern for the other thing, of Mechlein and Davar Aser. Generally, the Poskim don't accept that svar. So what about factories? So a number of 20th century and earlier Poskim have discussed factories, and a number of Poskim have flirted with leniency, although Halacha L'maaseh, it seems that it's a problematic heter. A lot of the discussion revolves around the position of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe had a tshuva, not published, not by himself. The tshuva was apparently written by Rav Natan Greenblatt, who, as the Rivas Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt says, Rav Natan was one of his Talmidim of Hakim, and he wrote this tshuva, and he showed it to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said, yes, this is correct, this is my position. And the editor says they asked Reuven Feinstein about it. He said, yeah, this is good. You should print this. This is Ramosha's legitimate tshuva. Ramosha was asked about egg rolls, factory-produced egg rolls, about whether there's a concern of Bishlachim. So Ramosha said that he refers, as several other 20th century poskim do, to a previous machlokas, a generation or so earlier, about sardines. The sardines were also mass-produced. All kinds of other questions about these types of shallots. Is it really cooking? How do they prepare them? And are they all on Shulchan Malachim? But putting aside all those other details, the question is, distilling the question down to the basic issue of whether Bishlachim applies to food produced in a factory setting, Rav Moshe argued that it doesn't, it shouldn't, because there's no real issue of chasnus. You're not going to come to marry the woman who's on the assembly line in the factory. Now, Rav Moshe says there were those who asked the sardines in the earlier dara of poskim. There were those who asked. He says because they held it was a low plug. They also agreed that the metzius was no chashash, but they held it was a low plug. Says Rav Moshe, I'm not necessarily taking sides. He says, not machlokas whether you say low plug or not. But Rav Moshe says, even if you say low plug, Rav Moshe has a very interesting distinction. He says, low plug is only if they're using the same types of pots and the same types of cooking processes that could be used in your home. They happen to be doing it in a different context, in a factory, in a different setting, where there isn't an issue of chasnus, that's a question of low plug. But if the entire process uses factory equipment, uses an entirely different type of process, if the entire thing is completely different, it's still called cooking, but aside from that, the equipment and the facility is completely different from anything you use privately, according to one interpretation of Ramosha, it's not just a question of size. The fact that they're bigger is not enough. It has to be different type of equipment. Then Ramosha says, it's no low plug anymore. It's a different thing. It's not home cooking, it's industrial cooking. At that point, there's no low plug, and therefore we can argue that there is no concern of chasnus.
It's a little funny, because the whole thing by Pasach, and we know it's a problem by Nachtum. I mean, Nachtum is better, but it's not mutter.
Right. So one of the big kulos in the factories, Grad, is to bring the Maritz Alon, who held that there's a heter of, it seems to be a Das Yachid, but all the posts can bring it, that the same heter of Pas Palter applies to Bishlachim also, there's a heter of Bishl Palter. Might as well not tell me on that, obviously. But you're asking Stamets. You're asking that when it comes to Bishul, nobody said this other svar that the concern is chasnus and no chasnus to an achdom. So I think some of the posts can distinguish between this. I think Rivas Ephraim distinguishes between this and achdom. They say the achdom, it was still you were still friendly with him.
He was like a local baker.
Yeah, it was typically local bakers. I have to look at the exact language. But I think he's by Barnes and says it's more of a disjunct. It's more of a disconnect between the factory than there is between the local baker. I'm not sure. I'll call upon him. This is as far as Rav Moshe. It's not clear how much Rav Moshe himself relied on this. One published tshuva of Rav Moshe in one of his notorious discussions on potato chips. They asked him about potato chips, about what bracha, whether it's Bishlachim. So Moshe has about four lines of potato chips where he says he doesn't discuss b'chlal the question of olal shulchan malachim, which is why most poskim are mekel. They're not olal shulchan malachim. Where Moshe says potato chips, he says, well, I mean, you know, they have to be kosher. So you have to make sure someone they're using kosher oil or fat or anything. He says so you should have a mashgiach. And once you have a mashgiach, he says, well, presumably the mashgiach's job is to make sure that they're bishul Yisrael. Also, he says. And if you didn't have a mashgiach, he says, and for some reason you're still, you know, you're still convinced that it's kosher oil, or the mashgiach, you know, tells you that he checked the oil and for some reason didn't do anything about bishul akum, he says, well, then he says this reduces to the general question. He says of whether bishul akum applies to factory produce. He's assuming the potato chips you're buying were produced in a factory. He says. So he said, then it reduces to the general question of whether bishul akum applies to factory products. He says, the oilam, he says, ein lanu heter bar. We don't have a clear heter, he says. The oilam is mekel, he says. But there is a minhag to be mekel, he says, but he's not convinced, and he's not really so thrilled about it. So Ramosha said, A, it's in this tshuva, Ramosha clearly is not, you know, he acknowledges there is such a heter for factory, but he's not really convinced it should be samech on it. He says, ein lanu heter bar. He says, if there's mashgiach should be checking and making sure it is bishul Yisrael. So Ramosha basically held that potato chips should be bishul Yisrael. Ramosha is generally not followed. Most potato chips that you buy, certainly the national brands and even many of the Hamish brands, do not guarantee bishul Yisrael. Some do. Some potato chips, some of the Hamish brands, do mark them as bishul Yisrael. So, however, Ramosha sheet I don't think is generally followed. Even though you and other organizations that typically follow Ramosha on things, his psak seems to have not been accepted, possibly because of the other issue, because people feel it's not olal shulchan malachim. People have struggled to understand why Ramosha thought potato chips were olal shulchan malachim, but in any event, Ramosha held...
They put them in the mashed potatoes at the Beis Vegachasanas, so there, you know.
I wasn't aware they did that.
But,
okay. But I'll call upon him. Ramosha did hold potato chips after Bishul Yisrael, which is a chiddush in its own right, but also you see from here that Ramosha did not really accept the factory heter as such a solid heter. He accepted it as a serious svara, but didn't accept it as a davar bar that you should rely on Belisha and Pikbuk. The OU, I read a document of theirs, the OU says that Ramosha held this way. He says, but Ramosha himself, apparently, they say didn't feel that you should rely on this legamri, they say. And our policy, the OU, is not to rely on this hetero factory unless, he says, it's a tirif with other things, but not to rely on it by itself. Although they note, in a coy and tantalizing way, they say at least one major hekshar does rely on this Ramosha. They do not tell you which hekshar it is. A number of other 20th century poskim also discuss this question of the factories, the Shevet Halevi is a couple of tshuvas, where he also, similar to Ramosha, kind of waffles on the question of bishul akum and factories. And one tshuva also, he refers to the controversy over sardines and mentions that there were poskim who allowed it based on the svara that there's no chashnas to workers in a factory and didn't worry about the loplug. On the other hand, he says it's, you know, he doesn't think you should be samech on it, and he says the Chazon Ish held you should be machmer and not eat these sardines or not be samech on this idea that there's no chasnas to factory workers. The Chelkas Yaakov has a tshuva where he's more inclined. He also doesn't say it's a davar bar, but he's more inclined to be samech on it. And the Riva Sefraim himself, in his introduction to our Moshe's tshuva, he says that they both argue that we find a number of halachas in bishul akum that seem to indicate that we don't say lo plug. They bring the Tosus we talked about, Rabbi Avraham Bar David, who said, Beis Shal Yisrael, it's okay. Rabbi Tam said, no, he thinks the Chashash still applies, the Chashash still apply, one or both Chashash still apply in Beis Shal Yisrael. But it wasn't clear that anyone's objecting to lo plug, and anyone objects based on lo plug. They also bring various rulings of the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah has a couple of things in the Ben HaKabayis. In one place he says that if there is a situation of, doesn't talk about a factory, but he talks about a commercial chef who cooks for anyone who comes. He has no relationship with you. He's not cooking for you. He just cooks at a restaurant. Anyone who comes and buys the food, he's such a person. He says, you know, doesn't create chasna. So similar psakim of the Ra, so the Chelkas Yaakov and the Rivas Ephraim both bring these various rulings of the Ra and the Rishonim and various poskim that we see that if we can find scenarios where there is no actual concern for chasna. So we see that it's mutter, or the poskim would seriously consider that it's mutter. You see, there was no general low plug that we don't care about the time. They made a flag there. We see that it all depends on the onion. Therefore, they both say that if we can find cases where we think, such as the factory, where we think that there is no realistic concern for chasnas, then once again we don't have to worry about the concern of chasnas. So we can actually matter bishul Yisrael. So Lamaise, it seems the general consensus of poskim is not really to rely on this chachila legabri. Even the Chalkas Yaakov, who brings all these svaras and tries to argue that there's no low plug and that this basis to be makil, he winds up saying that after all this, he says in Melin, his case, which is a shaila, he says first of all the whole Indian is drabban and bishalakim, and in his case, there were other tzirufim and other reasons to be makil. In Melin, this you don't have to be so machmir. He says you can be sorry if this. And it seems that's the general attitude of the poskim. They bring this in as an additional sniff, or additional tzad to be makil. But it doesn't seem that they rely on factories as a flat kula in itself. Now, Meister Moshe does say the minhag was to Mekil, and the people who go back to the sardim question, it seems that there were some rabbanim and some poskim and some heksher organizations that do rely on this, but it seems that the kind of the consensus view is that although there is a very serious svara, particularly in the case where the factory is using factory-style equipment, it seems there is a major svara to Mekil, but at the end of the day, it seems that the poskim were not quite willing to rely on this absolutely lechatchila.